A State College area high school grad is one of this year's recipients of a MacArthur Fellowship. Bill Teese now works as a computer scientist for Microsoft Research India. He won the so-called MacArthur Genius Award for his work using technology to make life better for communities in rural India. He spoke with WPSU's Emily Reddy from India about his work.
So after graduating from State College Area High School in 1997, you got a PhD from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and went to India to work for the research division of Microsoft. People might guess that you won this award for some high-tech breakthrough, but your work actually uses really simple technology to make life better for low-income communities in India.
Yeah, that's right. So a lot of computer scientists think about making things, you know, a lot faster and bigger and more complex. And what I'm excited about is making things the other way around. So how can we make things 100 times simpler or 100 times cheaper or 100 times more inclusive with respect to underserved populations all around the world?
So why don't you talk about a couple of your initiatives? There's the 99 Dots initiative, and that's to do with tuberculosis treatment.
Tuberculosis is a really pressing global problem that many people don't appreciate. It's just a simple bacterial infection, but still it kills more than 1 million people every year. And one of the big challenges is that people have to take a 6-month course of antibiotics to get better from the disease. And, you know, it's tough to keep up with such a long course of medication, especially when you feel better just after a few weeks. So what we do is we actually augment the medication packaging so that whenever they dispense a pill from their blister pack, they reveal a hidden phone number underneath that pill. And then they can just use a simple mobile phone to place a free call to that number, and a computer picks up and registers that that dose of medication is in their hand. And of course, if they miss doses, they get outreach from a health worker or a doctor. And so it's a very simple way, which is free for patients and very cheap for the health system, to track patients through that whole 6-month course of treatment and make sure that they make a full recovery from tuberculosis.
Then there's CGNet Swara, which sounds a little bit like doing the role of a journalist.
Yes, indeed. So we've been working with journalists in India. And one of the challenges there is that in rural India, there are very few trained journalists that visit those places, and they're very remote, and they speak very local languages. So we thought, you know, can we use mobile phones that are still within reach of many rural households to let people record their own stories and to post them in a way that they can understand and they can share with each other and share with the whole world. And so we have a server where people can make a phone call and they can record a message in their local language. And it can get reviewed by some journalists. And then it gets posted on a website, which is cgnetswara.org, and also can be listened to over the phone for other people from that same community. And so, you know, it's a really interesting system for hearing stories that otherwise don't see the light of day. Often, you know, problems that are there in rural areas, things that can get fixed with public service delivery, and issues that people can actually take action on and can actually help solve problems that otherwise go unnoticed.
Do you have any examples of things that have changed or have been made better because of that project?
So, for example, there was a cholera outbreak in a rural village. And in this scenario, the public health official actually fled the village. And so the people didn't have much of a recourse. So they recorded a message on CGNet Swara, and then it got a lot of attention. And the government sent a special team to control the outbreak. And, you know, a few days later, people called back on the same system, and they thanked the system for saving their lives. And that's just one example from health. There are lots of cases where schools get reopened, bridges get fixed. All kinds of issues can get a lot of good attention and resolution.
After you were announced as the winner of the MacArthur Fellowship, the State College Area School District Superintendent was interviewed, and he was quoted as saying that he'd love for you to connect with current students. Do you think that would be a possibility?
I'd love to come back. I fondly remember all my years in State College High School. And, of course, my parents are still living in State College, and so love to visit there.
So the MacArthur Fellowship comes with a grant of $625,000 to be paid out over 5 years. And you can do anything that you want with that money. What are you planning to use it for?
I'm still thinking about it. There are lots of possibilities. You know, we're especially excited to use some of this money for the projects that we're working on. because you know, it's really rare to have a source of funds that's completely unrestricted. And so it lets you take bigger risks and, you know, be more creative and have the impact that, you know, you're really true to your vision and to your colleagues and so on. So still thinking about that, but it's an enormous privilege and, you know, very grateful for that investment.
Bill Teese, thank you for talking with me.
Thanks so much for having me.
Bill Teese is a State College native who won one of this year's MacArthur Genius Awards. He spoke with WPSU's Emily Reddy about his work using technology to make life better for communities in rural India.